He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 528. If you want to email me, feel free to do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely answer all your email. Well, I had overwhelming response last week to the website Bonanza show that we did, and that was show 527, and we had just a ton of email regarding that show, and much to my surprise, everybody really, really enjoyed that. So, what we're going to do today is continue with that. I have a bunch more websites that I think everybody will be interested in. So let's just go right ahead and do that. Now, the first one I'm going to talk about is a site called OverDrive. And this is an interesting site because it's going to allow you to enjoy ebooks and audiobooks for free, and magazines and all kinds of things. It's not your typical run-of-the-mill type of website for audiobooks or the library sites. This actually gives you comic books if you want to read it. But it shows you how to do it. If you're a student, you have another site that you can go to. If you're everyone else like me, you're going to go to this site. And I'll tell you, hi, I'm Libby. Browse books, ebooks, audiobooks, and more from your public library. But this is the vehicle that will allow you to do it. And what's nice about this, opposed to an archive site, is that you get current stuff. So it's really good, and this is through your public library. So by all means, definitely check this out. You don't have to write this down. It will definitely be on the show notes. The next site that's really good, and this is a very clever site. I've been using it for a while. It's free. It's called Get Notify. And what this will do is, did you ever wonder if someone who you sent an email to read it? Well, this is going to notify you when it's read by the recipient, and it's free. You'll receive a detailed email read receipt, and it will show you exactly the time they opened it up and when they read it. This is free email tracking. It tracks links to your emails. It tracks how long your email was read, which is nice. Did they open it and just close it? And they said, oh, yeah, I read that, but they did it in 1 second. You'll be able to tell that. You're going to get a receipt from that IP address, that location, etc. It's identification codes, if you will, that are mapped to that address. You're going to get a receipt if they opened it up on the browser, the operating system name, and this is really cool. It can be used for personal emails. It can be used for email marketing, which is interesting. It works as an email client. It's absolutely free. I think you're going to want to load this. I have many situations where I've sent important email to people, clients, things like that, and they said they read it, and I know for a fact they never opened the email up. So this is a handy thing to have. It's totally free, and I see no reason why you won't want to use it. So it's called Get Notify. Again, it will be in the show notes, and I think it's something you should take a peek at. Now, this next site is really good, and I like the name of the site, $0 Movies. That says it all. If you want to watch a movie, you're literally going to go on here, and you can do a search, or you can just scan to see what's available. Now, I'm going to tell you, a lot of these are indie movies. Why else would they be $0 and free? They're not the most widely watched movies around, but you can browse the catalog and you can go to Bollywood by year. And a lot of people just like watching these things. So there you go. A lot of it's pretty funny and pretty interesting. So, you know, check that out. Okay. Our next one is called SCRIM, Scrim. I absolutely love this site. What this is going to do is it's going to take your email address and it's going to convert your email into a very short, cute, safe link that you could share on the web, on your Twitter, Craigslist, whatever it is that you want to do. And it also protects your email. You have the option to either leave it blank or randomly choose a note if you want. So this is how it works. I'm going to put in my my email address, the gadget. I can spell it. Okay, let's get the @gmail.com. Let's check it that I spelled it right. TheGadgetProfessor@gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to put protect my email. And I've already done it, so it's given me a duplicate. But if you didn't put your email already in there, you would definitely get the right email address from Scrim. So check that out. It's pretty cool. Does a nice job. I'm sorry that mine wouldn't let you see what it was, but I had already done this. I've been using this for quite some time. So check it out. It's an interesting application, free on the web. Now, Trello helps your teams move work forward. This is a nice app. It's free. Collaborate, manage projects, and reach new productivity peaks. From high rises to the home office. This is the way your team can work together using Trello. This is totally free. It does simple things like do lists. If you're working, if you're working on a project with someone else, brother, sister, whatever the case may be, and you both have a ton of stuff that you got to get done, and you need to see who's doing what when, you can put it right online and use this, and it will coordinate pretty much everything that you need to do. Very nice, very free. Definitely recommend this particular site. Now, this next one is called Join Me. And if you've ever been intimidated by using Zoom or Skype, I don't know why, but if you don't like those particular platforms, Join Me is real easy to use. It's probably the simplest one out there, and it allows you to host a meeting or to join in on a meeting. And it's a very nice website. I have used this many, many times. It's one of the easiest ones, if not the easiest one out there. Looking for information about virtual meetings, our latest information and product details now available, go to Join Me. Go to is part of the same family as meetings.com. Check this out. It's really easy to use. It works like a charm. It's smooth. I have had no spinning wheels, if you will. I can't think of the name. Rasterizing. While you're trying to do the call, that it's trying to connect. This is rock solid, and it's very good. So if you want another option to Zoom or to Skype or go to meetings, whatever, just check out joinme.com. Very nice site. Now, this next one is real interesting. It's called Private Note. And this is going to send notes to whoever it is that you want. And what's neat about it is after it's read, it self-destructs. So you can think of your own uses for this, but you basically create your note right here. And then this is going to allow you to show your options. Note self-destructs. Do not ask for confirmation before showing the notes destroyed. You want it destroyed after reading it 1 hour from now, even if they don't read it, 24 hours, 7 days, 9 days, 30 days. So that's kind of neat. You can also password it, and it will also send you, if you so desire, a note saying that your privacy note has been blown up. So, again, you may have some applications for this. I like self-destructing notes. They have all kinds of bizarre uses, but you can figure that out for yourself. And our next app is called Print Friendly and PDF. I use this all the time. Have you ever had a website? I'm sure you have, where you wanted to print it out. printed out, and you get these ads or you get these videos that pop up all over the place, and it just won't print correctly. It's a pain in the butt. So sometimes a way around that is to literally cut and paste the print section of that web page that you want and do it that way. This particular software is real neat because you don't have to load it on your computer. It's a website. It's readily available. So all you do is cut and paste the URL that you're on, and you click preview. So let's just do this for the Gadget Professor show. Let's just do that. So we'll go the gadgetprofessor.com. That's our URL, and we'll preview it. It even puts the HTTP there, and it timed out while trying to connect on this page. Let's try it again. Okay. All right. It wants me to install the print friendly extension. I can do that. I don't have a problem with that. So I'm going to add it to Chrome. There it is. I'm adding print friendly. I am on my broadcast machine, so I don't have a lot of great software installed. Okay. So that's been added. And now I want to go back to print friendly. Let's see if I can get back there. There we are. And I've added the extension. And okay, that timed out. Let's try it again. The Gadget Professor. Oop, I spelled it wrong. That's probably why we had the trouble. I can't even spell. Let's get an E in there. There we go. Let's preview it. There we go. It works. How about that? So here's the page now, and this is last week's page, if you will, because this show has not been posted yet, 528. But there it is. Nice, nice. And there's last week's show, so on and so forth. And it will just print forever, every Gadget show, 527 episodes. So real nice, real sweet. I like this a lot. So by all means, check that out. It's called Print Friendly. You will use this over and over and over again. I promise you, it's that good. And it's free. Nice. And the other thing is, you just saw what I did. You just have to load the app one time as an extension onto your browser. I'm using the Brave browser, B-R-A-V-E. We covered this a long time ago. I use Chrome. I use Firefox, Mozilla. I use everything except Internet Explorer. But it works on every platform. Real nice app. And our last app of the day, let me make this a little bit larger for you. I really like this app. I mean, this is a personal, intrinsic type of stuff, but I love, as you know, listening to the radio, and I do it all night, which is why I don't sleep. But I can listen because of the internet now all over the world. Now, this is called Welcome to Radio Reference. This is pretty much the de facto standard for finding out what's on the internet radio 24/7. So you're able to do a search up here and put in the particular station that you want to look for, or the country or the technology or whatever it is, the medical program, and this will find it all over the world. It's really, really nice, and it's a database that's kept current and just for those activities. Also, if you go to the live audio and you want to listen to, let's say, the top 50 audio feeds. I have no idea what they are, but Indiana, Marion, Metropolitan Police, that's a hot one. But this particular site allows you to listen to police forces and medical forces, if you will, services all over the world. Really a nice app, particularly if you like the police scanner. So you can just click where you want, and it shows you that it's online, Sarasota, Florida, and it will show you based on the numbers right here, 345. Right now in the United States, this particular website in Marion, Indiana has the most listeners. So there's something probably going on there. Now, 345 isn't a big number. Typically, you'll find, I just had a light blow. Oh, there we go. Typically, you'll find the numbers when there's really something going on in the thousands, 3, 4, 5, 6,000. If there's a national disaster, earthquake, tornado, whatever it may be, hurricane, power failure that's big, shooting, God forbid, you'll find it on this site. So you may want to bookmark this particular website. It's Broadcastify. And if you don't have a dedicated police scanner, or I always use the police scanner apps, you can use this, and it's pretty much the same thing. Here's New York City, the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Manhattan, public safety. So it's not just police. It's all kinds of public services. And again, it's all over the world. And you're able to search. You're also able to pick up different broadcast feeds depending upon what it is that you want to do. So by all means, check this site out. It's pretty interesting. It takes a little bit of time, quite frankly, to get used to that particular website. It can be kind of kludgy. It's not the easiest site to maneuver through, but it is a good website. So keep that in mind. And that, folks, is going to pack it up and wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. Hope you enjoyed today's show, and I will see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.